Just tell us how you got involved with this camp.
Well, as you know, Garrett Love kind of spearheaded the whole deal. I got with Colin Klein, I think it was 2 years ago, when we were pretty fresh out of college, and Colin was a teammate of mine that I had played for at Kansas State all 4 years. So Colin just asked me if I would be interested in doing it that year, and of course I said yes, and Garrett asked me if I could do it again this year, so here I am.
And with that, what kind of satisfaction do you get by helping out kids that really were in similar positions to some of you guys when you guys were young?
It's a pretty gratifying thing, you know, just looking back at when I was younger and the few times that people would come through, you know, my part of the state up in Smith Center, Kansas, where I grew up. You know, you had like Mark Cimino. I think he did 2 camps while I was growing up that he came back for. There was just a lot to take away from those. You know, something different from the system that you're already learning at your school. It just means a lot to see these players that you actually watch and hear about and know that they, you know, when you're a younger kid in Western Kansas, you see, you know, somebody who has played at your school that you grow up watching, it really leaves an impression on you and kind of gives you something to work for it.
What's your message to some of these kids, knowing that where you came from and they all aspire to be, never mind the NFL, but they all want to play Division I, you know, major, you know, Power 5 conferences. So what's your message to them?
Really just to come in with an open mind, work hard, listen, just learn as much as you can. Really, that's the kind of thing that applies to life in general. You know, as my football coach has always really harped on, you know, Coach Barta at Smith Center and then Coach Snyder at Kansas State kind of always gave us the same message.